Darlene Johnson is a Dungari filmmaker who grew up in Sydney. And this week, she was named the inaugural recipient of the Deutsche Bank Fellowship for First Nations Film Creatives. Aimed at mid-career creatives, the fellowship was presented by Deutsche Bank and Sydney Film Festival and came with a $20,000 grant. I spoke to Darlene on the phone about how she plans to channel her background in documentary making and long-held love of cinema into this new opportunity. She begins by explaining the influence her late mother has had on her passion for film.
She would, when I was quite young, about 9 years of age, would pick me up from school, from Crown Street Public School, and she'd drop me off at the George Street Cinema after school, which is just around the corner from the State Theatre, while she worked two jobs back to back. So, you know, I kind of feel that the inspiration and my love and passion for cinema really was ignited at that age because the cinema became like this de facto babysitter, and I was exposed to all these sorts of films, you know, Hollywood films, and I'd see two back to back and, you know, all these emotions and feelings, and sometimes I'd be like this only one in the theatre. But my mum would pick these films out that she knew would impart some kind of message, you know, like a lesson. And then she'd sort of ask me about it and we'd have a little chat. But, you know, it was just what she decided to do. She was a single mum, and I really do believe that my passion and love for cinema started at the George Street Cinema.
Maybe this is a deeply Sydney thing for me to say, but when I found out that they were closing George Street Cinema, that hurt a little bit. Because I have some lovely memories of going there. Over the past couple of years, I made a point of going and seeing something as a new release once a month. Just like really revel in the idea of being in a cinema. You know, the big screen, the big sound, sometimes
it's so
an
awesome,
audience.
Isn't it? I miss it so much.
I would love to know what got you interested in filmmaking.
I guess my main motivation was always, it was a political one. It was just me basically wanting to sort of speak up and speak back to the lack of visibility of seeing our mob represented, you know, in all facets, colours, diversity, stories, peoples, you know, like across Australia, and not really growing up with that diversity as a young Koi girl, like, you know, in the cities. So I guess my main motivation was really to counter that lack of visibility and the positive representations of our mobs as well. So my very first short film, Two Bob Mermaid, which I made as part of the very first Indigenous Drama Initiative that was produced with the Australian Film Commission, and it was set up by Walter Saunders back then when we were all starting out making our first short films. And my very first short film, Two Bob Mermaid, was inspired by my mother's experiences growing up under the assimilation policies of the 1950s in country New South Wales. So my mother, she still inspires and motivates me every single day. And it's like just having my mother's spirit next to me and close to me helps me get through the tough times, and I feel her presence with me during the good times also. But she has been a huge inspiration and a motivation to just keep going. Also, you know, that sort of wild Dungari spirit, that fighting spirit, I think I've got a little bit of that in me too. So that's just a good thing, being a filmmaker, I think, because you got to be, you know, you got to grow a hide like a crocodile, as they say, but still be sensitive and vulnerable. But it can be tough and challenging at times. And so, yeah, I think I've got that fighting spirit from my mum too, just to keep going, you know, and just don't stuff it up.
Look, that's all any of us can ask for, hey?
I know. I think a brother said that to me once. It was just like, oh, you're doing really well, sister. That is so deadly. Good on you. You keep going. You're carrying the flag representing our mob. We love you. So proud of you. Now, whatever you do, don't stuff it up for the rest of us.
I mean, look, if you're going to give advice, make it something succinct, make it something people will remember.
Yeah.
It's been really interesting to me to kind of watch the way that like black films in Australia are evolving. There's such an incredible breadth of the kinds of stories that we get to tell now. You know, like we've got this like new cohort of horror filmmakers and comedy filmmakers and documentarians, and like I have my heart set on getting like rom-coms, you know, like it's been really interesting. What are the changes you've seen and noticed over your career?
Well, exactly that, an evolution of storytelling where we're not just seen as a kind of a niche market, you know, where it's just cultural, political, social sort of based kind of stories, but that we are moving more into other spaces of storytelling and genres, just like that horror, comedy, thrillers. Leah's new film that's coming out is a Western inspired film, as well as Warwick's film. And my feature film that I want to tell is Magical Realism, and it's an adventure as well as a love story. So I think that that's really the future, and that's where we need to be, you know. We need to just forge ahead into that future and become real players in the mainstream industry so we can tell our uniquely universal stories for a global audience.
Now, this is a fellowship that has come with, it's come with a grant, and in a time where creatives in the arts are really doing it tough, what has it meant to you to have an opportunity like this come through during COVID, during lockdowns?
Absolutely amazing. And it's just an incredible opportunity. It will provide me with the wherewithal to take my career to the next step and sort of ease that transition just a little bit, you know, so it will just take the pressure off just for a little while. and help me to implement my plan, my professional pathway. So it's hugely significant, and it's just great to get some positivity and some acknowledgement and endorsement to be encouraged to continue to do that both personally and professionally. So I'm absolutely grateful and over the moon.
We don't often get to talk about sort of the intricacies, the challenges and the benefits of being mid-career. You know, we put a lot of emphasis and a lot of focus on those emerging creatives, and we also love to talk to people who are well-established. But that mid-career, you kind of, maybe this is my own neurosis as someone who is stepping into that space and time as well. It feels a little bit less structured because you're expected to know what's going on. Darlene, how are you navigating being a mid-career creative?
Well, it's a bit of a juggling act, and there's no one way of doing it. You know, it really just depends on mapping out what your goals are, your long-term goals are, where you want to be in the future, what you want to do, what kind of impact do you want to have. You know, like I want to leave a legacy and make a contribution, you know, with the time that I've got. navigating all of that. It's a complex one because it's a negotiation and it's a discovery, and you know, you just keep moving forward by hook or by crook. And so the fortunate thing about this fellowship, which is really, really exciting, is that it's hugely encouraging and inspiring because it's essentially supporting me both personally and professionally to just continue to develop my filmmaking skills and further my artistic journey by providing me with the wherewithal to do an actual physical placement on an up-and-coming TV show where I'll be gaining practical experience as a director and as a producer. And the great thing about it is that it's a bespoke program. So I got to pretty much like pitch and design my own pathway in conjunction with the production company. So nobody sort of said, well, this is what, you know, it could be or it should be. It's like, well, what do you want it to be? So I guess as an artist, certainly as a filmmaker, you have to be your own advocate. You know, you have to be proactive. You have to take initiative and think big, dream big, you know, and come up with ideas and then try and find those partnerships, those creative partnerships with other like-minded souls and people who want to come on that journey with you. Unfortunately, you know, I have forged a really great partnership with Aquarius Films, and they just responded so enthusiastically, and I'm just so thrilled that they want to come on this wild adventure with me. And it also means that in my pursuit to do this, to get this hands-on experience on this new show that they're making, as a result of that, those skills I can then take with me to continue to develop my own original TV concept that I'll be making with the same production company. So it's a real stepping stone. So the thing is, it's just you've got to be your own best advocate. And that's pretty much what I've learnt, and that's how I've navigated it. You know, there's a point where you just go, well, what is it that you want to do and how do you want to spend your time, and then give it your best shot.
You have quite a history in documentary. What are you hoping to bring into a TV space that you've learnt from making documentaries?
Authenticity, keeping the stories real and truthful. I mean, I'm a big fan of authenticity. I mean, I love all sorts of styles and genres and formats, and I want to be able to be an international director too, you know. So it's not just Indigenous stories, but a plethora of stories, you know. There's just so much to do and so much to say. But I think what's exciting for us and for the project that I want to develop is just showcasing our beautiful mob on screen, number one, and having mob in front of the camera and behind the camera in key creative roles, you know, and just telling a really good yarn, telling a very compelling story and in television in a long form format where you had just more time to say more, you have, you know, more detail, more complexity, bigger stories, bigger character arcs. I mean, yeah, we've just really only started in that space. So it would be really good to continue to do more and to evolve and into other styles and genres. And just, you know, I just want to see more mob up on the screen anyway. I mean, we've just got so much talent out there. And, it would just be great to have more representation just in general.
Dungari filmmaker Darlene Johnson there. Darlene is the recipient of the Deutsche Bank Fellowship for First Nations Film Creatives, announced by Sydney Film Festival. You can find more information on the Sydney Film Festival, which will be taking place the 3rd to the 14th of November, by heading to sff.org.au.